Darusha Eats brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. And today, an off day for the Minnesota Twins, but it was an on morning for one of the Twins' star pitchers, ace pitcher Joe Ryan, behind the counter at a Northeast Minneapolis restaurant serving up his smoothie. Kamal Muhammad is with us, the owner of Parcel. Kamal, it's always good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Jason. This is it's always great to be back.
Parcel Organics is terrific. It has been very successful, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been great. We opened last year, January, and it's just been crazy since then. And
when you've gone viral repeatedly, and on my TikTok feed, I'm always seeing people with the Parcel, where they call it the Erewhon dupe, which is like an LA kind of organic, fancy pants Whole Foods.
Yeah, you know, when you're, I lived out there for about 8 years between San Francisco and LA, and every corner had, you know, a smoothie shop, panini, organic, whatever. And moving back here in Northeast, you know, I look around and I see all these big brands, but there was nothing, you know, nothing healthy or organic. Everything was just felt like it was off of a Cisco truck. So, you know, after a few years of convincing that landlord to let us take over that corner, and serving just a very particular type of organic food, you know, we, even in that smoothie, the almond milk you're drinking, we make that in house. We don't buy the almond milk from the store. We crush the almonds and soak them in water and give you,
and you can taste it too.
Yeah, so it's everything is really fresh. Yeah. So if you have any, you know, any dietary restrictions, that's, you know, that's a good store. And so since we opened, we've had a lot of athletes naturally come in on their own of different levels, from St. Thomas to the U of M, and then some WNBA players. And then Joe Ryan just happened to be, you know, he would come in from time to time, and we just started talking naturally, and then decided to, you know, do a product together. So this wasn't like us reaching out to an athlete for a sponsorship thing. This was just something that came about organically.
Joe would bike over, and then you guys were talking, and you decided to create the Field of Dreams, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we did a playoff, you know, playoff words. So it's Field of Greens. It, you know, it has kale, pineapple, a little bit of maple syrup, avocado, this blueberry, organic blueberry sauce that we make in house. So it, you know, a little bit of peanut butter. It feels like you're drinking, you don't even know there's a cup of kale, you know, so you're getting your day's worth of greens in this smoothie that is just, you know, feels like you went to Dairy Queen for.
We actually had one of our friends talk to Joe as he was this morning. And if you're watching on the stream, you're seeing video of Joe as he was like serving it up this morning. Today was the official launch, right?
Yes. Yes, it was.
He is beaming. Like, he looks so happy to be serving that up.
Yeah, you know, he's a natural behind the kitchen too. So we're excited to have him. I know he's been busy these past few weeks, so we're excited to have him in house.
All right, here's a little bit of Joe Ryan. I think the first one, Dan, he's talking about, I don't remember. Hit the thing.
Before I had the Field of Greens on the menu, I would come in and get the blueprint every time. I had to check and make sure like the protein was clean and that we could take it with, we have pretty strict drug testing and stuff. And so whenever you go to smoothie places, you're always kind of a little bit worried. And I always opt for no protein just because it's not worth the risk. So they were super helpful and brought back the protein they use and showed me, and it's nutrition facts, so it's not even a supplement, so you're not really worried about that side of it. And I think just their openness with the ingredients made it really easy to come in and just order that smoothie every time and feel good about it. So
I thought that was so interesting, Kamal, because I did not realize how sort of potentially dangerous it is for an athlete to end up inadvertently having a banned substance Because the protein, the various proteins.
I mean, imagine the protein shake you buy at your local grocery store at home. It's fine for you to be on the radio, but you're, right. you're telling me that 23-year-old can't go out there and pitch?
Right.
Because he got a little bit of extra whatever is in there.
Because that like shows up as a masking agent for something else. Like,
yeah.
You know, there's a reason for it, but it's like, it's sort of crazy to think about.
Right? Yeah. And so, but luckily with ours, it's just 100%, you know, it has one ingredient in there and it was just 100% grass-fed protein, not 90%. And so he, after that, he was like, okay, I trust you guys. This is the, I'd come back here. And so he started bringing in his fiance in. And then, so they've been fans and good advocates and for being a tiny cafe in Northeast Minneapolis, it's a godsend.
Well, right, because you think about it, like what it would cost for somebody to do a collab with an athlete.
No, we couldn't afford.
You're a one-store, little, small, locally owned business.
Yeah, we couldn't afford them. We're not Nike.
Right.
So it's not, you know.
So what's the deal here? Like, is he doing this just for fun, or does he get like a piece of the action, or is there a charitable component, or how's this
working? A little bit of all that. We do give him, you know, we're giving him some royalties on it. But again, it's nowhere close to what he would get with a Jeep or, you know, Grateful Dead or any of these other bigger brands. So it's pretty cool. And I think, you know, it just goes to show what type of athlete he is, being an all-star pitcher, an Olympian. Deciding to work with a smaller brand versus like
that's so cool.
Yeah, that rarely happens.
We like Joe already, but when you hear that, you're like, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, he's and you know our staff too. He's like, oh, he just seems like a regular guy. He's easygoing. I'm like, yeah, I know that's interesting, right? Because you mostly expect him to be like, all right, paparazzi, we're in and out, 30 minutes. And he's like, no, I'm chilling. I'll hang out with you guys. I'll make some smoothies and I'll be back the next day. So it's great to have that originally from California, but having somebody who's down to earth. It just I think Minnesota Twins did well with him, specifically with him. So
And that's probably, let's be honest, like that's part of the attraction for him. I'm sure, you know, it's the same story that you had where like he's a California guy, you know, you could go to Whole Foods, but like trying to find really what he was looking for.
Yeah.
There's just not a lot of it out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And I think Minnesota, especially the Twin Cities, is trending that way. And, you know, we're, you know, I think being on the forefront of that and, you know, you go out to eat and you've been around the neighborhood. You know, you can't get away with not having a burger on your menu. So for us trying to go the opposite direction and sort of picking our customer was a little bit of a risk, but it's panned out for us.
All right. One more soundbite from Joe Ryan, where we asked how he came up with this particular smoothie.
Yeah. Kamal was brought up. We tried this matcha route. I wanted to do this like matcha cream smoothie initially. But looking at the menu now and seeing some other options, I think there's probably a spot for one in there still. But the one thing that he did really well is he came in and broke down like the benefits of matcha were, I think, the calmness that you get from the caffeine boost, and one of those is L-theanine. So making sure to add some L-theanine in there just to have just a little bit more of a calm, soft focus throughout the day. And I've been putting maple syrup on everything forever, so having some of that in there has been nice and sweet and a little Minnesota touch.
Parcel Organics, right in Northeast Minneapolis. It's delicious. It's really tasty.
I mean, it even tastes better when you get it right when it's made. You know, this has been sitting out for a little bit. But yeah, it is already, I've drank it twice today. I haven't had anything else. So it is delicious. Come try it. And we're thankful for Joe Ryan, our all-star pitcher, for coming in and pitching the smoothie.
What's the ultimate goal? Do you see having maybe a couple more parcels? Is this a concept that has legs, you think? It's more than smoothies. You've got like clean breakfast, organic.
Yeah, we're looking at a downtown location. We actually did a walkthrough yesterday with the airport as well. You know, a lot of our customers are telling us come to Wayzata, come to the North Loop. So We are looking at other locations. We want it to be as easy as getting a Jimmy John's or a Chipotle. I think being that brand that makes it super clean and easy for consumers is what makes us proud.
It's really good stuff. Kamal, one of the more innovative entrepreneurs we have in the Twin Cities. Go get it. Thank you. I love it. Congratulations. And we love Joe Ryan, so I know Twins fans are, you never know when Joe might be there. He was there this morning.
Yep, yep.
But sometimes he's got to work.
Absolutely. Jason, thank you so much. Thank you to the team at WCCO as well.
Our pleasure. Yeah. Thanks, Kamal. It's called Parcel. It is right by Serdix, like across the street from Serdix, right by Kramarczyk's and All Saints. Just a great little kind of center of food businesses right there in Northeast Minneapolis. 449, that was DeRussia Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. In just a minute, your advice for a guy with a bad back. We'll do that next.